When the new pope was elected, church bells at many Catholic churches here in the United States tolled just as they did in Italy, and parishioners packed pews for celebratory masses. But American Catholics have their own views of their church's new leader, as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Inside Holy Name Cathedral in Chicago, there was music and prayer honoring Pope Benedict.
Father of Providence, look with love on Benedict, our Pope, your appointed successor to St. Peter.
Outside the church, Susan Tassoni excitedly passed out religious medals and was effusive in her support for the new Pope.
I think it's absolutely wonderful. He's a great lover of Pope John Paul II. He was one of his closest advisors.
At St. Benedict's Church on Chicago's northwest side, Father Robert Heidenreich says the area, once a German-American stronghold, has changed. Even so, Heidenreich says he expects parishioners at St. Benedict's will feel a closer tie to the Pope since he and the church share a holy name.
But also, I wonder if it's not a challenge to us to be better and more faithful disciples of Christ. If we're the image of Pope Benedict, it's kind of like when somebody in your family gets a great honor, the whole family feels they better straighten out and fly right now.
In downtown Los Angeles, parishioners and church officials gathered at the city's cathedral for Mass. Bishop Cabino Cervola said there had been some hope that a cardinal from Latin America would be elected pope, but he was satisfied with the papal conclave's choice.
John Paul II, who was from Poland, became the pope for everyone, and he was loved by Latin America. And so that's our hope as well, that Benedict XVI will be a pope for Latin America as well as for the whole world.
But critics like Diana Gatto say Pope Benedict, a strict defender of Catholic orthodoxy, is much too conservative. Gatto spoke after attending Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan and said she wasn't surprised when she learned that Cardinal Ratzinger would succeed Pope John Paul II.
I didn't expect the Catholic Church to pick anybody differently than that. And they were just going to follow in the footsteps of the previous pope, and that's the way to keep the church alive.
John Ahern had a similar complaint when he left Mass at St. Paul's Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ahern said the Catholic Church needs to implement a number of changes.
I personally believe there should be married priests. Women should play a much more active role in the church. The issues of sexuality should be re-examined. I think it's a shame that there would be so much ignorance around the subject of homosexuality.
And Ahern says the church's sexual abuse scandals clearly need to be addressed. But the head of the Salt Lake City Diocese in Utah, Bishop George Niederauer, says American Catholics should expect no momentous change.
We are 65 million Catholics in this country, and I wouldn't want to denigrate that at all. But we have to remember that we are only 6% of the Universal Catholic Church. That's so low, as I tell people, it's a good mortgage rate.
And Niederauer says Catholics in the U.S. have to maintain a bit of humility in the face of how many Catholics there are around the world. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.